I'm about to jump into the hot tub because my Wednesday nights are my hot tub nights. It's really only once a week. And like, if I miss it, I miss it. I mean, obviously it'd be nice to do more than once, but once is what I can comfortably commit to, like once a week. And so, yeah, it's like 3 a.m. And I was like, well, if it's already 3 a.m., that's pretty memorable. How do we make this more memorable? And then I was like, I should have some cereal. So I'm totally going to have some cereal with the rain, chilling in the hot tub at 3 a.m., at least for a little bit. Like, I'm going to nail all that stuff down into the vibe. But it makes me think about like how it's so important to be true to those things that you set out for yourself, those like mile markers, like, because we want immediate success and we want immediate love, or we want immediate peace of mind. But the truth of the matter is that these things are cultivated and they're grown over time. And there's times where like we plant something that provides one of those three things, and it like grows and it flourishes. And we're like, okay, that's super awesome. Then there's another part of our garden that kind of rots or something like that. And we have to take that out. And so it's a constant growth thing. It's a constant thing that you are working on. It's an inside job. I love that thought, that joy, all these different things. It's an inside job. It's not going to be like somebody knocks on your door and be like, hey, here's all this joy. And it just makes you think of how we need to be patient with ourselves, with the journey, and what is coming to you right now. Because what is coming your way right now does not necessarily say where you are going to be in the future. Like, it's just a snapshot. I've talked about this before. It's just a snapshot. And so if somebody were to make like a big joke about me doing my 3 a.m. hot tub thing, it's like, or say like, I don't have a life or whatever. It's like, no, I am very, 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 very focused on what I'm going to do. And this is just a piece of the puzzle. I wrote this poem about a spaceship getting sent to reach out to somebody, and I thought it was super cool. And I got a little into it, and then all of a sudden it's 3 a.m. And that's okay. I don't get upset with myself for these things anymore. I just don't. It's like, what's the point of that? And there's really not a point in it. And especially like to make a big deal about something that's already done and over with. It's like, no, man, just enjoy the journey and be thankful for it. Plant those things and learn from it. You don't know what they might lead to. I read this pretty recently. It's like, you don't lose, or I heard it from the Danny Miranda podcast. I can link the episode from his interview with Mike Posner. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. There's a little bit of language in there, but it overall is a super good interview. And one thing he said is that when you love, you don't lose anything. Like, you don't lose anything at all. Like today or yesterday now, I dropped my friend off at Chipotle, and because he works there, and I was going to just drive away. I was just like, drive away, drive away, drive away. But I knew in my soul I needed to stay there. And so I ended up praying with this one lady who worked at the Verizon store and was outside. And then I talked with this other person. And it was really special, super neat. And I just kind of stayed there. And I was thinking about it because there's one thing I was going to do. And I sometimes think of this like a scenario or a conquest of some kind, or like a mission in a video game, like all these different objectives. And that's really not how it works, but sometimes how my brain thinks of it. And when I miss one, I think of it as like, oh, that wasn't a quote unquote perfect mission. But I think of the need to just share love and kindness. And this one quote from Elder Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles from his talk of Witness of God, he says that when we share the love of the Savior, our grade is always an A plus. And I 100% did that with this person that I was thinking about praying with before they left the Chipotle. But I'd already said prayers of two people and already talked to some people and shared my poem pages with this one lady, and she really liked it. And she's like, I'm gonna check out your book. And I'm like, that's crazy. So that's cool. Link in the show notes, obviously, for God is trying to talk to me. it just kind of blew me away. And so I just keep planting seeds, keep planting seeds. I mean, this is a lot of what I've been thinking about recently. Like, just keep planting seeds. And you don't need to expect any marvelous, amazing, crazy thing. All these things take time anyway. Like, anything that's worth having, anything that's worth working on for a long time or anything like that, it's going to take time to get started, to start growing, you know? Like, this book, for example, even though it was kind of put together in a sprint blitz kind of way, like a sprint kind of way, it has been coming together for a long time. Just all the thoughts and all the emotions, working through all those emotions. When I went to therapy, you know, I was able to understand some of those emotions and then later, you know, write about them. That really gives so much clarity and peace to my soul. And now it's helping people all over the world. You know, I'm going to be on a podcast next week and I'm mind blown. I'm so excited for that one. This person read the book and has already, like, they sent me, it was crazy. They sent me all these different possible topics and they were like talking about specific poems and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And so God definitely does know who your message can reach. And he knows the end result, the quote unquote perfect work, if we're to quote James 1:4 about let patience have a perfect work, they may be perfect the entire while nothing. He knows the perfect work behind the love, the courage, the peace, all these things. When you cultivate them, it will lead to good things. It will not take away from you. I don't know why my brain sometimes struggles with this. I think this is something I need to dive into, just me, myself, and I. It's just to try to figure out, like, why do I sometimes feel like me showing love or showing encouragement for somebody that ultimately, like, I don't hear back from it or something. I just sometimes think it's a loss or something. I don't know. It's not. The goal is not to keep in touch with every single person I talk to. That's kind of cool. It's neat when they start looking at my Instagram stuff and it's cool to make friends that way. The goal is to spread love. And if I'm succeeding at that, that's it. That's the W. And same thing with, like, peace. If, like, the goal is really just to be chill with where I'm at and to continue to enjoy the journey. There's just been so many mind-blowing things I couldn't begin to explain. Like, this episode, for example, where did this come from? I don't know. I'm about to get in the hot tub. It's 3 a.m., but it's great. Life is good. It's just there's a lot of things I'm learning right now, and I am thankful for it, and just learning how to enjoy the journey more. But it's like, yeah, I have peace of mind with this. It's like, I don't need anybody else besides God, really. You know, to help me feel fulfilled, help me feel encouraged. I think I was saying it to this one person because I'll say stuff like, especially today, like, I was so scared to talk with this one lady and her family, but I don't know, I really felt it. And all of a sudden I was saying all this stuff and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like all of a sudden they were just paying attention to everything I was saying. I was saying about, like, God and how we need to trust him and stuff. And it was just wild. And I was talking with this other guy and I said, being with God is the ultimate success. And, like, I feel like I am with God right now. So, like, now it's just improving at the game I'm playing, being able to collect more quote unquote rewards for playing the game better and enjoying the journey. That's literally it. It's like, I keep running into people. I keep meeting people. I don't know. And I don't need to worry about the eternal consequences, the eternal thing of all these feelings and all these emotions and all these whatevers. It's like, if you're spreading love, you literally can't lose. I talk about this quote all the time. Like, the only way that evil can win is if good people do nothing. That's the only way. And so those times when I've been like, oh, and I just overthink and blah, 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 I'm not going to talk to that person, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's kind of handing over the victory. Right? And that's humbling. It's like, the victory's in your hands. You just have to say something. And you just have to believe that God will put something in your mouth and it'll be worth it. And it's okay. And I've had those times, especially recently too, where I just go over and talk and they do not want to talk to me at all. And I'm like, okay, I felt it. It's like, it's okay. It's all right. This doesn't always work out. And so sometimes I think maybe that's it. Sometimes I expect it to work out super well, even though I felt like I needed to talk to them. It's like, no, everybody gets to choose. It's the craziest thing. Like, you can choose to be like in a good, like come off a certain way, like in any moment. You can choose to be a little bit abrasive. You can choose to be like kind of more of a upbeat nature. And it is crazy though, how those people that are really super chill and upbeat, I can like connect to those people like that a lot of the time. But it really isn't about networking or anything like that. Like I just want to spread love. I just want to help them feel love. And if us following each other on Instagram or something like that is helpful and that's encouraging for them, then cool. But yeah, I just think of me getting in the hot tub. Like I've been very consistent with that. And that is me showing myself love, because that's something I want to do so bad right now. I want to do it so bad. I really do. It's like just to chill in the hot tub, make this memory of sitting there with the cereal, and I'll be able to tell stories about it. I could be on a stage. But like, let me tell you about when I ate cereal in my parents' hot tub at 3 a.m. by myself. And then it's like, wow. It's like, I don't even know. I'll probably have some crazy thoughts in there. Lately, I've just been given so much grace for my thoughts. I've been really, really just taking care of that space. And it's just been so wonderful. I've been getting so many beautiful, wonderful, uplifting thoughts. It's just wild. So wild to me. So beautiful to me. And so I don't know what's going to happen tonight. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm going to be listening to this episode again soon, because this definitely hit, at least for me. It's like, you do not need to know what your love, what your peace, what your faith, all these things are going to lead to. You don't know. I mean, I got to talk with a friend today that I was not expecting to talk to. God provided a way for that to happen. It just happened. And I'm like, okay. And it's crazy because they said, you know, like so many people just don't have vision in this world anymore. And I'm like, holy cow. He's just, what is he saying? Like this, God, what are you doing? Like you're speaking through this person right now, man. He's like, yeah, so many people just don't have vision anymore. And he told me about his dad, and how his dad bought these nice cars like for $4,000 each, like a long time ago, and then sold them years and years and years later when they were worth a lot of money. And that was able to help him and his family get out of a not good living situation. It's like sometimes you have to hold on and you have to be patient and you have to trust in these things. You have to trust in your love, trust in your hope, trust in your peace, trust in your courage, because these things will show over time. And that's something that we concluded and talked about. He's like, you know, my fiance right now, she's starting a business. She's doing her psychology degree and she is working on some other stuff. And he's like, she knows that it's going to be crazy right now, but that in the future, this is going to pay off super, super well. And that's something that, you know, his dad was telling him about and all this other stuff. And he told me this mind-blowing analogy that really hit me. That, so I'll share with you too. He's like, when life, a lot of life is like you're driving down a highway and there's a lot of potential things you can do. A lot of people you can talk to, things like that. And these are all like going off the road and taking an exit. The thing is, once you miss an exit, the chances of you getting on that exit go down drastically. It doesn't mean it's like completely impossible, but you basically missed it. Like, you know, it can happen so quickly. And I think it's mindset. I think it's the need to be open. You got to be open for anything. That's something else I'm working on too. You just got to be open for anything at all, because anything can happen. So like we have to be open for anything. And yeah, things can just happen out of nowhere. But if you hang up a wall or you put on a shirt that says don't talk to me or something, it's like you're just setting yourself up for just disconnection and stuff. So yeah, that hit me though. It just made me think and just tumbled me, frankly. And so that's why, like with some of these things, I'm bullish. I'm adamant. I am very, very concerned. might not be the right word, but it's like, I'm very, very interested in following this feeling and trusting this. And especially today at Chipotle, it's like, I know this is crazy. I know I have all these feelings. It's crazy. I just dropped my friend off here. He probably thinks it might be a little crazy that I'm still here. But I just have this feeling, and I know I will not be here probably ever again. And if I am, like, it'll be a while from now. And for sure, these same people won't be here. And so it's like, trust in the seeds you are planting, please. Because the worst thing you can do is to plant, and I'm just speaking from experience, is to plant tons of seeds and think they are very good seeds. And then be like, you know what? These are trash. These aren't going anywhere. Because you're looking at the fruits of today. Don't look at the fruits. Like, the fruits of today is really not that big of a deal. It's like, what? It's the Robert Louis Stevenson quote about life. Like, measure the day success by the plants you plant, your seeds you plant, not the harvest you reap. I think of doing my YouTube channel and my podcast and stuff in college. And it's like, there were those moments where I was filled very much with faith. And I'm like, I believe in the long-term picture of this, which is why I will continue. I will continue investing in this. And then there's been moments like 100 downloads in a month. That's nothing. What? It's like, we're clearly going off the radar. Like, clearly this is losing all traction. Clearly, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. You're getting better. This is a season of less than. It's to help you become greater than for later in the future when everything works out super hunky-dory and you've just been chilling and working hard and grinding the whole time and growing. Not necessarily grinding, growing. There's something beautiful about that. So trust. That is the message of this episode for sure. Trust in the seeds you're planting. Like, I'm trusting in the seed that I'm planting with getting in the hot tub every single Wednesday night. I'm trusting in the seeds with talking with people, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's crazy sometimes. And I have the thought in the back of my mind, like, yo, like, I could literally be working like a normal job or something. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And then, you know, I had a couple of people today say like, yeah, just keep up what you're doing, man. Like, you're awesome. It's like, they just met me. I mean, yes, I prayed with them, but like, they literally just met me and they're saying that stuff and I feel it. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So that's what it is. Trusting in the seeds you're planting, and do not dig them up. Do not throw them away. Do not tell them that they're worthless. Words are so powerful. Words are so stinking powerful. Like, I noticed a tangible shift when I'd work on the podcast on my Clockify thing where I track a lot of the hours. I set it to building the best podcast, right? And that just, there's some mindset shift there. It's like, I do not know the long-term effect of this podcast. I don't know who is helping. I don't know any of this stuff. All I know is that I'm in this game for the long haul. And there was a point last year where I was so close to quitting. So, so close. Made an episode about that. It's crazy to me, but I'm still here. And there will be interviews out. There will be other things. For now, I'm just trusting in the seeds that I'm planting. It's like the episode about making a ripple and God will always provide a splash. Let me read a little bit of this poem because it's just so dope. It's called Spaceship Scent. Like, what in the world, Alan? Where did this come from, man? I want to read the last part. He sees it all. Just listen to the call. When he asks you to go on a mission, trust in his crazy good vision. Say hi to the person whose hands hang down low. Say something kind. You never know how much it could help them out. You just never know. You be the drop. God will be the rain. You open your mouth. God can provide the letter of encouragement they'll echo in their heads over and over and over again. You be the spaceship he sent to the ones whose lives felt bent, to the ones whose song fell out of tune. You be the last hope that was trusted, soaring, soaring. God's light carrying you through. Now that person is in a whole new place. Once stuck in the stars, now they are chilling on the moon thanks to you. It's crazy to see the difference when you reach out to somebody or you talk to them or you pray with them or something. And it's like they were already in a good place, But what God is doing is he's always seeking to lift us higher. Always. Always seeking to lift us higher. And that has been really mind-blowing to me. I realize these promptings, these feelings are an invitation. Same thing with these poems, honestly. It's like some of these poems are written from such an elevated place, like Planting of Your Stars, for example. It's like it's written from such an elevated place for me that it's like this makes me want to be a better person. Every single time I read it. Every single time. I think I almost have it memorized at this point. I've shared it with so many people. And that's a very good thing. It's a very good thing. And that's that, you know? I think we should read that on the podcast really quick. So I'm gonna do that. I've shared this with so many people. I actually shared it on my Instagram pretty recently. So let's do it in the podcast as well. Planting of Your Stars, September 24th, 2022. My son, on your darkest nights, I implore you to look at the stars. They are lights in the sky. They remind you where you are. You are in my hands as you've always been. You've fallen at times, but so have the most valiant of men. The stars of your life tell a story. I'm aware of you and all your potential glory. The connections I can orchestrate are beyond anything you can now see. They will help you become more like me. So trust in the vision that has always guided the planting of your stars. Trust I know exactly where you are. So I've shared that with a number of people. That's the poem I shared with the lady at the lake. I mean, this poem has helped me so much and it's reached a lot of people. I think it's probably one of the most important poems I've written because of every person I've shared it with it, they've been touched by it. So yeah, it's like the stars of your life tell a story. I'm aware of you and all your potential glory. Like God has planted things in your life to help you grow, people around you and stuff, you know? And so we can follow that example and plant things that we want to be surrounded by, for me, my podcast, people I get to talk to, poems, all these things, they surround me with good influences. And I don't need to know where these are going to go. I don't at all. I just need to continue to spread love, encouragement, joy. And I don't know what these things will lead to. I don't know. I just don't know. It's like I just need to continue to put myself out there. And I don't lose when I share love. I don't. I never do. I share. I grow. I seek to build up others. And if they're like, okay, this guy's over the top or whatever, it's like, hey, that's like it is what it is. If God has taken somebody out of my life, like I'm like, okay, well, that's that. And recently I wrote a sticky note. There's been a lot of things that happened. A lot of things have happened this week. I wrote a sticky note in my car and it just says, whatever doors God has opened in my life, whatever doors God has closed in my life are both because of his infinite love and protection. That's powerful. And I think of that with like following promptings. I think of that with other stuff. It's like God has done this for me. And it's crazy too, because I was writing a poem while I was on my walk today. I won't lie, it was kind of a sad poem, but it like had like a powerful ending, but I still felt like that was not the poem the world needed me to share on my Instagram. And then all of a sudden I just shared the one, I wrote the one about the spaceship getting sent. It was pretty amazing. I was like, this one makes me really, really happy. I love this one so much. Like the other one's pretty good, but I think that one was mostly to get emotions out. And to not only to get them out, but to get them felt, just to feel them, just to hold them in my hand, you know, not just to have them in my head, but just to hold them in my hand. I really felt it. So that was special. And yeah, it's just good stuff. So trust in the seeds you are planting right now in your life. You do not need to have quote unquote proof of any kind, really. Like, continue to trust, and especially if it's something you really feel like God is asking you to do, just continue to do it. Trust the process. Continue to build, learn. I mean, I've been looking around for jobs, found this one potential one that might work out. I don't know. It's like, whatever. It's like, I'm not frustrated. I'm not worried at all. It's like, God has this all figured out. I'm just going to keep vibing, doing my thing, keep running, keep writing, keep chilling in the hot tub. Although next week it will not be at 3 a.m., but tonight it will be, and I'm excited for that. So yeah, we gotta wrap this up. But thank you so much for listening. Trust in the seeds you are planting. Let God build and create a garden out of all the things you're doing. Let him take over. Let him build you up. check out links in the show notes to other things that I have coming up, like my newsletter and all that other good stuff. And just thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to yield to the good. It'll be better tomorrow.